It's easy to become trapped in habitual patterns that do not serve you well and promote inflexibility. Therefore, it is very helpful to consciously cultivate flexibility by relinquishing things in your life and creating new patterns of thinking and behavior. Practicing flexibility creates flexibility in your nervous system by challenging your brain cells to make new associations. In your willingness to try new things, your neural networks become more flexible and open to new perceptions, interpretations, and choices, which in turn support new interneuronal connections. Here are a few suggestions of things you can do to break out of your habitual behavioral patterns. Try them for a week and observe what happens to your body and mind. Change your diet. Change your exercise program. Change your route to work. Wear new colors. Listen to different kinds of music. Wear your watch on the other wrist. Try a new restaurant. Call a friend you haven't spoken to in years. Read a book that you usually wouldn't consider. Take a new class. Learn to access the most flexible domain of your being, the field of timeless awareness underlying your mind and body. This realm of flexibility is the basis of growing younger. Immerse yourself in this field of infinite flexibility on a daily basis through meditation. Once you have cultivated flexibility, you are ready for creativity. According to Amit Goswami, author of Quantum Creativity, creativity is a discontinuous, non-algorithmic quantum jump from one pattern of thinking into a completely new one. It is a quantum leap, a paradigm shift, from one pattern to another without progressing through incremental steps in between. All the great creative advances in the worlds of art, music, architecture, or science represent new leaps of imagination that could not have been predicted on the basis of the prevailing patterns. Once the creative leap is made, be it Einstein's theory of relativity, Picasso's cubism, or music by the Beatles, the world is forever changed. You are by nature a creative being. As a child, you had a rich imagination, which is the source of all creativity. Your youthful flexibility and present moment awareness allowed for new perceptions and interpretations on an ongoing basis. You were capable of creating entire worlds with your imagination. Today, the very fact that you are alive is evidence of your creativity, for you are co-creating your reality every moment. Learn to reawaken your creative response, and you will recapture the energy and enthusiasm of youth. Creativity is the process of taking the raw energy, information, and material of the universe and transforming it into something that has never been created before. Whether you're creating an original work of art, a new piece of music, a unique software program, or a healing response to an illness, creativity requires a leap in awareness. If you're improving on something that already exists, that is innovation. Creativity brings something into existence that has never been here before. There are 9 basic steps to the creative response. Become conscious of these steps and use the creative response whenever you are facing an issue or challenge in your life. You have unlimited creative potential that can be used to solve any problem you're facing. The first step of the creative response is to have a clear intended outcome. You must have a clear vision of what it is that you want to have unfold. State your intended outcome in clear, positive language. Rather than saying, "I want to leave this dreadful job," state your intention as, "I have a position that enables me to express my full potential." Write down your intentions and review them regularly to be certain that they reflect your current desires. Although living in a state of flexibility implies not being attached to a particular outcome, it is still essential that you have unambiguous intentions. formulate a clear intention, and be detached from the outcome. The second step is information gathering. In this stage, learn everything that is available about the issue you are facing. Become an expert on the challenge that confronts you. Read books, do research, use the internet, explore spiritual literature, go to lectures, participate in workshops, speak with friends and family. Gather information from every possible source. Pay attention to the sensations in your body as you learn what others have to say about your issue, noting which approaches feel comfortable for you and which feel uncomfortable. As you gather information, your mind will digest what you are learning, formatting the information in ways that are useful to you. This process of information reshuffling takes place on both conscious and subconscious levels. The fourth step is incubation. You allow your awareness to settle into a more expanded state of consciousness through meditation. Incubation is the stage of surrender. Having formed your intention, gathered and reshuffled the information, the next step is to go beyond the rational mind and access a deeper domain of awareness to orchestrate the fulfillment of your intention. Review your intention for a few moments before you begin meditation and then let go. Letting go allows for something entirely new to arise in your awareness, something that you had not conceived of before.